Beethoven is coming to the Lakes area, as well as Schubert. And if you're in Walker or Nisswa this weekend, you might hear their work. That's because Scott Likens and John Taylor Ward will perform a classical concert of German songs this Friday and Saturday in those communities. Area Voices producer Alana Yust talked with Scott Likens not only about the concerts this weekend, but about bringing classical music to northern Minnesota. Scott's been doing that for a few years already, and here is their conversation.
Scott Likens has helped make Brainerd a more musical place since 2009, when he co-founded the Lakes Area Music Festival with John Taylor Ward. Scott has performed professionally as a cellist and a pianist, and John Taylor Ward's voice has been heard around the world. The two recently performed together in Paris, and now they're back in northern Minnesota, at least for a couple of performances, before bringing their concert Liederabend on the road. Scott Likens joins us over the phone this morning. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've got a passion not only for playing classical music, but for sharing it as well. Tell us about some of the work you've been doing to bring more classical music to northern Minnesota.
Sure. So as a native of Brainerd, I wanted to share the music that I work on so hard during the year. And back in 2009, I had a few of my friends from the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, join me actually in the Lakes area to wait tables and have fun on the lake and also put on some concerts. And since those first concerts in 2009, I've been working on the Lakes Area Music Festival, which is based in Brainerd, along with John Taylor Ward as the co-artistic director, bringing classical music at a world-renowned level here to central Minnesota.
And you do concerts, but you do more than that as well.
We do. So most of our activities take place during the summer, and our concerts, anything from small ensembles, even just two people, up to a full symphony orchestra, and we do an opera each summer. And in addition to that, we also do a lot of educational opportunities, and those are exciting for me to bring back to the area. Again, having gone to Brainerd High School and gotten my start as a musician there, it's a pleasure for me to bring opportunities for the youth and the children in the area, as well as for adults to learn more about classical music, which they maybe haven't always been exposed to a lot.
What is the reception like in Brainerd? Is this a well-embraced set of events?
It definitely is, and our success over the first seven seasons has truly been a testament to the community coming together and supporting these concerts to make each year happen. We have over 350 volunteers who are providing meals or providing housing for our 150 professional musicians. And also, we're very unique in that all of our concerts we offer with as much access to every single person. So rather than charge ticket fees, we invite people to donate as they're able as they come through the doors and really make sure that regardless of people's experience or their ability to purchase tickets or travel to a metropolitan area, people are able to come through the doors and come together and enjoy classical music.
And it seems like there is truly a demand and an interest for it.
There is, yeah. This past summer, we had over 7,000 people join us for our concert. Mm-hmm. And now as we look forward to some upcoming concerts on our winter series, we look forward to reuniting with those audiences and those friends and supporters that we've met and come to know over the years.
Looking forward to hearing more about the winter series. I'm talking right now with Scott Likens, who's one half of the musical duo that will be performing Liederabend this week. The concert will feature pieces from Beethoven and Schubert. So, Scott, you're a cellist and a pianist. I'm no expert, but I know that those two are very different instruments.
They are. You use your fingers and move them quite a bit, but the whole concept of playing them is pretty different. I got my start playing the piano. I started, I think, in kindergarten, and then picked up cello in sixth grade through the public school system. And while I did go on to get my degrees in cello performance, I still always really enjoyed playing the piano, and it's a real treat for me to get to play piano with wonderful artists like John Taylor Ward and others, bringing back my fingers at the piano. So my favorite thing to play on the piano is German Lieder. I really like the way that these composers are writing the music, and particularly the 19th century lead. So this program is really exciting for me. It's also a style of singing that John Taylor Ward is really passionate about. And so being able to work with him, we've been collaborating for about a decade now, is always a treat. We really enjoy planning for the concerts, hiring musicians and stuff like that. But when it comes to actually performing, that's what we're truly passionate about.
And we're so excited that you're both coming back to do these concerts. And tell us more about Liederabend. What are the pieces you'll be performing and what can you tell us about them?
Sure. So actually this program, believe it or not, came to us as we were in Walker, Minnesota. And we had never heard this cycle titled Die Ferne Geliebte by Beethoven. And Beethoven is mostly known for his instrumental writing, his symphonies and his chamber music, piano music, not necessarily that often thought of as being a great vocal composer. And so we had never heard the piece before, but we put it on as we were driving around Walker and found that it's actually a very beautiful piece. And the great writing that he does for piano is heard in this work, but paired with the poetry and the vocal lines. And Schubert, on the other hand, is really well known for his vocal writing. He wrote over 600 songs, a number of which are actually familiar to anyone's ear, including one that's in the cycle that we'll be doing, Schwanengesang. And it's the very last work that he worked on in the last month of his life, but you might not guess it. So the whole concert will be performed in German, but we'll have translations so that people know what's going on. And kind of looking at the texts that are used, the common thread of longing for a beloved who isn't with you physically right then is kind of the text for both of these pieces by Beethoven and Schubert. So as you can imagine, they're full of emotion and also full of natural imagery and some of those things. So it should be a lot of fun and definitely interesting for audiences, whether you attend classical music concerts all the time or this is the first time. We'll talk about the pieces a little bit so you learn more about the historical context and what the music is about before actually listening to it.
They sound like such rich pieces, and they're both known as song cycles. Can you explain that term and what it means? I actually had to look it up for this interview.
Sure, and actually, partially true. So Beethoven's work is actually kind of viewed as the first song cycle by a major composer. And a song cycle is a group of songs which are based on text typically written by one poet and meant to work together to tell a narrative and create an atmosphere. So in Nort by Beethoven, Taylor will be singing this text as one character talking about his longing for his beloved. And in that way, it's very much a song cycle. Schubert's work, on the other hand, he did write a number of very well-known song cycles, and that's a major part of his repertoire. But this piece, Schwanengesang, is actually 13 songs which are based on texts written by three different composers. So really technically, that work would probably not be considered a song cycle, but rather a collection of poems. But it's still a collection of texts by these composers which are based on a similar theme. So even though there isn't a storyline there which would really make it a true song cycle, it still is fit together and woven through those themes.
Well, we're always learning here, and I love that. Thank you for explaining that. Now, you'll be traveling quite a lot with this performance. Tell us where you'll be going.
We're going to be kicking off the tour at the University Club in St. Paul, and then the next day we'll be spending the day at Brainerd High School working with the choir students there before heading up to Walker, where we'll be performing at the Walker Bay Theater on Friday, November 6th. And then the next day, audiences can hear us down in Nisswa at Lutheran Church of the Cross. That's on Saturday, November 7th. And all of those concerts are going to be held at 7 p.m.
Great. And in the spirit of all Lakes Area Music Festival events, this will be a free will donation?
It will, yep. So we want to make sure everyone is invited and able to come. So we do collect free will donations at the door to benefit the festival and make sure that we can keep putting on these wonderful performances. But we don't charge tickets. So that's a great thing for everyone.
My last question, tell us what's next for the Lakes Area Music Festival and what we can expect for the 2016 concert series.
So after these concerts in Minnesota, John and I will then go out and do two concerts in North Carolina and then go down to Naples, Florida, where a lot of our audience and people with Minnesota connections are during the winter. So we're looking forward to continuing this concert and this series for another week. But audiences here in Minnesota will be interested to know that we have three more concerts coming up throughout the winter season. We'll have Minnesota Orchestra woodwind and brass players joining us in Brainerd on Sunday, January 17th. We'll have events at the end of February, a celebration as we announce our season for the summer 2016, and then another concert in May for families. And then we're really running full speed for the planning of next summer. And our summer season will run from July 31st through August 21st. And that'll be our main core season, where we have 150 professional musicians from all over the world, top ensembles with the Minnesota Orchestra, the Chicago Symphony, and New World Symphony. Those concerts will be on Wednesdays and on weekends for those first 3 weeks of August. Again, we'll be excited to bring another opera to Central Minnesota, and we'll be announcing that season officially the end of February. So again, check back on our website to learn more and plan your trips to the Lakes area, and we'll look forward to another fantastic season.
Wonderful. There's so much going on. Well, Scott, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you for having me, and we'll look forward to seeing you all at Walker or Nisswa next weekend.
That's Scott Likens, who will perform some pieces by Beethoven and Schubert in Liederabend. He'll be accompanying John Taylor Ward in this concert, which you can see in Walker on November 6th or Nisswa on November 7th. Both concerts start at 7 o'clock. For more information, visit lakesareamusic.org/Liederabend.
And Alana's conversation with Scott Likens is part of Area Voices. Area Voices is our series covering the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is supported by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.